When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Okay, so Kylie, not a real name, says my husband and our next door neighbor have been fighting since the day we moved in, so we finally decided to put up a wood privacy fence and not have to deal with the jerk.
Oh, okay.
Before we even finished putting in the fence posts, he drags the township into it, claiming it's on his side of the property line.
Whoops.
We had to pay a surveyor to prove him wrong, which really set my husband off. So to get revenge, he plans to paint the backside of the fencing, the side facing our neighbor, a hideous bright orange so it'll clash with the guy's red house.
Okay.
Now, I laughed, thinking that he was joking. But nope, he bought the paint.
Oh.
I know our neighbor's a jerk, but I have a feeling this is only going to cause even more trouble. Oh. Would love to hear advice on where we go from here. Thanks.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if we do the orange paint.
How bad could orange paint be?
Pretty ugly. I wouldn't want to look at an orange fence.
I mean, I'm thinking, you know, the fence, if it's a wood privacy fence, it's a tan color anyways.
That's a lot of orange.
Yeah.
That's a lot of orange, bright orange.
I'm thinking maybe time will help. And so if somehow, Kylie, you can get your husband to just, hey, before you do something, like think before you ink. Kind of like a tattoo.
Exactly.
Just sit on it a minute because the fence will be there for a while. You don't necessarily have to do it immediately. You can just kind of think about it for a second.
Well, and then do you think that it takes a while to paint a fence? Do you think the neighbor's not going to notice what color you're doing and come out and confront you?
Hey, buddy, what you doing? What you doing?
I don't think he's going to have that tone.
Hey, buddy.
I don't know.
Want some iced tea to go with your orange paint?
Don't think he's going to be offering some tea.
Maybe the guy
probably
loves,
not even going to offer to
you
help.
Know what? You know what? It could backfire. Maybe the guy loves orange. Maybe it's his favorite color.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Maybe
you
it's
go to
his
Facebook
color.
And there's a lot of people chiming in. No, just no. Move now before it's too late.
See, I hate it when people say move. Like, it's a little harder to just move.
Exactly. Jessica says, you need to watch the show Fear Thy Neighbor. Don't escalate this. You never know what kind of psychopath you live next to until you push it a little too far.
Okay. All right. Think about, Kelly, have you or your husband ever experienced that? Because your husband's a realtor.
Yeah, no. Have they ever run
into any sort of issues like that?
No. And my friend Leslie texted, said, kills property value with an orange fence, too. Think about that.
Who's
going to, if you do move and you end up selling that, who's going to want a hideous bright orange fence?
No, you're just pointing it outward, not to you.
Doesn't matter.
All right, 502-795-1997 is our number. Love to hear your stories about maybe some neighbor retaliation.
Are you on Team Orange Fence? You almost sound like you're on Team Orange Fence.
I don't know.
Really?
I don't know. Because I've got the devil on my shoulder that's like, yes, say orange fence. It'll be better for the radio.
Okay. And then the angel. You got the little devil and the angel. I got it. Just poke the bear. It's good for the radio.
Yeah, it's good for radio and ratings. Okay. All right. Paint the fence orange or not? That is the question. Kylie's husband is considering it because their neighbor is a jerk, so he wants to get back at him and just paint this privacy fence they just put up. She's like, careful, because we don't know what this guy could do.
She's just afraid it's going to make it way worse. It's already been bad. They've been feuding since they moved in. Tabitha said, I would totally do it, but it's not worth it. He just needs to be the bigger person in the situation. He'll only cause more problems and issues for you guys. Eric says, this is awesome. Shannon says, do it. It's not hurting nothing. It's your fence. Happy painting. Bridget says, there are so many people under so much stress over how our world is right now. You don't know how he's going to react, so be careful.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Susan says, take the higher ground. It's an opportunity for your husband to be the adult in the relationship and end the feud. Does he really think the neighbor's going to let that go? Or he can keep going and make a Jerry Springer story for the rest of us to watch.
Other crazy neighbor stories. Amber said, I have a 12-foot skeleton that I keep up 6 months out of the year because my stupid neighbor got mad.
Oh.
I put them up in August last year.
Kept it up for 6 months.
I wonder if you live in my neighborhood. There is someone a few blocks over that has one of those 12-foot skeletons that I think were maybe all the rage at Home Depot or Costco or something
that
a few years ago.
Them. Yes.
Yeah, and it's up. It's been up in their front yard for a long time, and then they moved it to their backyard. But it's still visible from the street.
Still there.
Yeah, it's still visible.
Never took it down.
Yeah. It's one of those things.
Oh, wow. Kim says, my husband wanted to do the exact same thing to our jerk neighbor years ago, but talked him out of it. Looking forward to seeing if yours goes through with it, though. Glad I'm not the only one married to somebody like this.
Jamie said, hashtag Team Orange Fence. Once rented a dumpster to clean up around the house as we were loading it, we noticed our neighbors had been just going ahead and throwing things in there themselves. I promptly collected the items and threw them on the lawn.
That's a statement.
Entitled neighbors are the worst. I'll always be Team Orange Fence with people like that. You can always paint it again before you try to move.
Wow. Tony from St. Matthew said, I put lights on the fence to do so the neighbor can see it at night, LOL.
Oh, shoot.
Wow. That is much.
Your levels of petty are just absolutely unhinged.
Well, Joy says, in all honesty, I have no advice because I would be as petty as he is. I'm just going to sit back and wait for the update, LOL.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah, paint the fence and tell us how that goes.
Did you see Michaela's comment?
Mm-mm.
Go white and then do it a glow-in-the-dark paint and overlay the faces overlay that faces the neighbor's house.
So
do glow in the dark paint. So then when it gets dark, it's glowing.
See, listen, that's just so aggressive.
That is.
It's a lot of effort to paint a fence. And then what if they like get some sort of lawsuit, or I don't know if they get the, and then make you paint it again. I don't know. This just seems like it's out of control as much as all the petty people like, yes, paint it, tell us how it goes, and we want to get snacks to watch. Realistically, just put the fence up. That's going to accomplish what you want it to accomplish.
Yeah,
you don't have to take it to the next level as a big middle finger to your neighbor.
See, Kelly, I don't know if you being the reasonable, level-headed one in this situation is the right thing.
Oh, we don't need reasonable and level-headed in this situation? Okay.
All right. Well, do what you want to do. There's plenty of people who say both.
Yes. You can mine through all the comments on Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show and make the decision. But I don't know. I'm hoping that once your husband pipes down a bit, just get the fence up. Make it look nice.
One more story about a crazy neighbor.
Okay.
From Darcy. Says, my old neighbor made me question my old sanity. I would hear him drilling holes all hours of the day, every night for almost 2 years. And so one day I just confronted him and I was like, hey, what's going on here? He denied drilling, asked what's wrong with us, even suggested therapy, maybe even a little psychological help. He was nice, well-spoken guy.
Wow.
After a couple years, though, he moved out, and come to find out, he had done substantial damage to his place by drilling all walls, floors, and ceilings full of small holes.
Why was he doing that?
Oh, my gosh.
That's so bizarre. Did they check for bodies?
Right?
I mean.
Holy cow. All right.
Wow.
Well, hey, thank you for the stories. Those are good. And keep us posted. We will wait anxiously for your update. All right, Kylie?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's 99.7 DJX.